This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, today is the day of the great eclipse, the great solar eclipse. You know what will happen? The moon will cross in front of the sun. Day will turn into night. But honestly, it really will make no difference for us here on this show because we're nocturnal anyway. It could blot out the sun and be like, okay, it's time to go on the air. It might fool us. I'm not sure, but folks, it's going to be a great day here today on Monday. I know that because, number one, it's not every day you get a solar eclipse. It goes across most of the country. And we hope that if you're going to be viewing the eclipse, obviously, again, take precautions. Make sure that you're doing it safely because we want everybody, of course, to be just fine out there. I really do appreciate, by the way, I appreciate Mark. In Clearwater, thank you, Mark, for your message. And yes, it looks like everything is just a dandy now, so that is good. I appreciate it, especially if there's ever an issue with one of the broadcast stations. So thank you so much, Mark in Clearwater. I appreciate your message very much. And also, I want to thank Christy as well. For your message about that as well. We passed all that on to the engineers, and everything seems to be good. So once again, I appreciate it. It really says something about our listener base here on this show. And again, I just can't say enough. Well, I'll tell you this, folks, we have a lot to tell you about on this program this morning, Monday edition. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, AM 930, everybody along the GCN network, everybody who's listening to us right now on TalkStream Live as well. We appreciate you. And don't forget, you can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, want to opine, 949-822-7959. To opine is 949-822-7959. And get this, first-time callers, if you're a first-time caller to the program, 949-822-7959. See what I did there? All right. So once again, folks, we do have a lot to tell you about. Muslim protesters are chanting death to America. They're not chanting this somewhere in the Middle East. They're chanting it in Michigan, it looks like. This is from the Daily Mail. Muslim protesters were heard chanting death to America and death to Israel during a rally in Michigan, in a Michigan city dubbed the Jihad Capital of the U.S. by the Wall Street Journal. Okay. Demonstrators gathered in the city in commemoration of Al-Quds Day in support of Palestine and to oppose Israel. So this is happening in Dearborn, Michigan, by the way. The protest came less than a week after 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, drawing global outrage. And we talked about that in hour number one. It is sadness, that is for sure. There is a grave concern of how this happened. Why did it happen? What led up to it happening? That's why you have legitimate investigations into this, because this was not something that was prescriptive to do. It's not something they tried to do, Israel, that is to say. But it does now serve, and this is another indicator, folks, of just exactly the kind of ilk that we're dealing with when it comes to pro-Hamas, anti-Israel. You're dealing with people who will love to take the propaganda value of something, twist it, and then harp on it as though it is something that would be a legitimate outrage. In the sense that if it was done on purpose, I can see legitimate outrage. But if it was a mistake and they are owning up to it, well, that's a different story. But the outrage is the only thing they want you to hear about. Let's see. Video shared by the Middle East Research Institute shows Tariq Bazzi, a local activist, delivering remarks at a podium as chants of death to America sound in the background. It's not just Genocide Joe that has to go, Bazzi said in reference to President Biden. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such, get this, would allow such atrocities and such delivery to, and devilry, rather, to happen, and would support it. Such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth, unquote. Bazzi then directed his attention to Israel. So, when we ask these fools, what, so rather, when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant, death to Israel, has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today, he said. Audience members then repeated the chant. We're going to bring this up as well with Frank Salvato in hour number four of the program this morning. I want to get his take on this as well, because he studies the Middle East and Islam quite extensively, and I want to get his take on this. But obviously, you have this kind of statement being made, and this person, when he's saying the system has to go, he's talking about America, right? So we know exactly where this particular group is coming from, this political rally that they had. We know exactly what they're talking about, what they're saying. And then also, he just called for the destruction and the annihilation of Israel. I don't think it gets more clear than that. I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't have to draw a map or something. I mean, this is really, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. I think that once again, 6 months on and after this terrible attack that started this, by the way, to say that Israel has to be wiped off the map, basically, is certainly abhorrent. And you know where the outrage should be? You know, there should be mourning and there should be sorrow and there should be accountability for anybody that made this mistake or how this happened. But there should be outrage when someone says America must fall and then Israel also needs to be extinguished. And this is the most logical chant shouted across the world today. Okay. All right. Well, at least we know exactly where they're coming from. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So it seems that a candidate for Senate from the Green Party, running for the Senate again from New Jersey, had a tweet. I guess they took down this tweet because they said somehow the big earthquake in the Northeast was that we felt or that the people in New York and across the Northeast felt late last week was due to climate change or something like that. Okay, I don't know. But then evidently they deleted it. This is from Breitbart. Social media erupted with criticism when a Green Party member who was a candidate running for Senate in New Jersey pointed to the climate crisis as the reason behind the recent earthquake in the Northeast. The New York Post reported Saturday that Christina Amira Khalil wrote the Post not long after the area felt the quake that was followed by several aftershocks on Friday. I experienced my first earthquake in NJ. We never get earthquakes. The climate crisis is real. The weirdest experience ever, her Post read. Well, of course, maybe she didn't read the or hear the news broadcasts saying that, they've had quakes like this. They are rare, but they have happened, and they happened long ago. One of the most recent large quakes on that order, evidently, of that same scale, I should say, since about 1884. So I don't know about the climate crisis in 1884, but again, this is the kind of thing. See, it sounds like politics. It sounds like I've got this this great theory. I'm going to connect the dots for you. You know, it sounds like that, but when somebody like this says this, but it's not really like that. You see, they're just running out there to get some kind of a megaphone and to say, look at this. I mean, I'm going to tie this together. See, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to my party. You got to listen to what we're telling you to do. We're telling you how to crash the economy. We're trying how to do all this, and we're using climate change as the reasoning for that. Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on Khalil's message. One person writing, she skipped science class. She probably thinks, and I thought of this as well, she probably thinks Guam is going to flip over, too, someone else commented, while another person said, more lies to scare everyone. I do remember there was like a testimony that went on, and it kind of went viral, but the person who was testifying to the congressional hearing or whatever said something about, you know, they were worried about having too much weight on the island. It might have even been Guam, but, you know, you put too much weight on an island and it could tip over into the ocean. And I'm thinking, that's not how islands work, as I remember. And I slept through, you know, I know I slept through a lot of class. No, I'm just teasing, but certainly this kind of stuff is just to be Johnny on the spot. Look, you know, I've got this thing I can tell you. And so that's that. So she deleted it, evidently. I think that's pretty good. Hey, John, listening on 860 in Tampa, on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, says, and getting back to what we were talking about with Israel, says, unfortunately, in a war zone, everyone is at risk. It has been that way since wars have been happening. Very well said, John. That's exactly the point, and that's exactly it. It is a sad fact of what happens when there's conflict. And that just kind of goes to my point. You know, this conflict would not be happening if Hamas didn't do what they did. There was, for lack of a better term, a ceasefire that was going on then. But, my friends, Hamas broke that ceasefire. However fragile it might have been, however de facto it might have been, they broke it, and they did it after training for 2 years. 2 years they were doing this, getting ready for this. I remember when 9/11 happened, and I would say, and I'll just in a nutshell here, you know, the terrorists that got up and went to get on the airplanes and to commandeer them and fly them into the buildings, they had to make decisions going all up and down this thing. They had to make decisions to learn how to fly or to fly enough to take control of the aircraft. They had to make decisions to put all this plan in action. They had to plan, and they had to do all those things. Then the morning came, and they had to get up, and they had to get ready to go, and they had to go to the airport. So at every turn, there are these decisions that are made that if they could have turned back, they could have, but one thing led to another. Same here with Hamas. They were training for 2 years. And at any point in that time, they could have said, you know, maybe this is going to be worse than we think. I mean, maybe this could create such a war that Israel's just going to come in and clean house. But again, they're not going to think rationally like that. I think that's really important to point out. They are not going to say to themselves, this is going to cause the death of thousands of Palestinians potentially. This is going to wreck everything. And it probably is going to lead to the total destruction of all of our Hamas brothers or whatever. But they kept going. They keep going. So how do you fight against that? How do you reason with that? How do you make that something that you can try to avoid? It's very unfortunate, isn't it? But John, you're exactly right. And it is a sad fact. But it is absolutely true, and it's something I think even at the White House they need to understand. And it's not something we celebrate. It's not something that we look forward to or anything of that nature, but it's something that we are very, very aware of. And that's why you always need to be strong, to find out if somebody's going to do something like this. And if they do, you put an end to the war as fast as you possibly can. You save lives by ending the war. And Hamas is not going to surrender. So at some point, Israel's going to find that way. I'm telling you, they're going to find that way to go in there and clean house of these terrorists. That's what they're going to have to do. All right, so once again, folks, welcome to the program, of course, this morning. Monday edition continues, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Let's take a quick listen here to Chuck Schumer. He went out and talked about credit card billings and things like this, but then he also decided to put his two cents in about what happened with the Iran, saying that they're going to attack Israel in a retaliatory strikes because Israel took out their embassy in Damascus, which was helping, of course, the terrorists in Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Let's listen to Chuck Schumer.
So, Iran and its proxies are the most destabilizing force in the Middle East. We see this every day in Yemen, in the Red Sea, in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria. They have little regard for peace and little regard for their fellow citizens of the Middle East. So here's the question I've been asked by some of you, and that is, what are we doing to prepare? I know the president and his team are working hard to prevent escalation and are prepared to defend any attack and respond swiftly if necessary. Look, overall, tensions are high across the Middle East. And that's why we want to pass, I've been working on this all weekend, that's why we want to pass the bipartisan Senate infrastructure bill. Because, sorry, tensions in the Middle East are very high. That's why we want to pass the National Security Supplemental.
Okay, so there you've got Chuck Schumer. You're kind of getting a little bit muddled there with the infrastructure versus the national security stuff. But that's not the only thing we're trying to point out here. But I just think this is so rich, isn't it? It was just the other day that Chuck Schumer was undercutting our support for Israel. He was undercutting it. And don't you think that reverberates, Senator Schumer, into Tehran? Don't you think that reverberates and they say to themselves, huh, yeah, Israel struck us all right, but now we can kind of do whatever we want. In fact, we might even go after America because, you know, they're wavering over there. There's no united front with America and Israel anymore. And that's in large part thanks to Chuck Schumer, who went out and articulated that policy, which he wouldn't have done just by himself. So, folks, when Chuck Schumer is talking all serious like this, I just want to say, do you remember what you said just recently? Maybe part of this pickle we're in is because of you. Stay right there, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't yet know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day. People getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You're listening to Kyle Watts.
All right, the nexus for news and politics overnight throughout America. And building. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message. And, for example, you might have a question for one of our guests as we go through the program this morning. If you don't feel like calling in, you can always send in a question. We love those as well. And once again, folks, there is so much to talk about as we continue. Something that caught my eye earlier was that, I don't know if she knows this or not, but Kamala Harris might have given us a really good reason, again, to not vote for Joe Biden. I don't know if they just need to run this by one person, you know, just run it by somebody. This is from the New York Post. Choosing what it must think is lesser of two evils, the Biden campaign has Vice President Kamala Harris hitting the campaign trail, rather than continuing to conspicuously keep her under wraps. Problem is, upping Harris's visibility can only remind voters that she's likely to rise to the top when President Biden is no longer being up to the job. And worse, remind them of her utter awfulness. For the record, her net favorability shows a negative 17.2 in the latest Real Clear Politics average. That's 37.2% favorable, 54.4% unfavorable versus Biden's negative 14.5, which is the average. In the 538 sites, slightly less up to date, averages she's negative 15.2, he's negative 15.9. And while Biden's low rating is plainly mainly due to grim results of his policies, Harris's unpopularity is all about her personally, it would seem. This is a very interesting opinion piece, shall we say. Her inability to say anything unscripted without falling into hopeless word salads, her weird cackling and blatant lack of principles. He picked her as VP because she checked in historic first boxes, a woman, African and Indian American. Certainly her own 2020 presidential bid showed zero talent. Its highlight was her disingenuous attack on him, meaning Joe Biden, over 1970s school busing, which bombed. Indeed, she dropped out before anyone voted. Not making it to the Iowa caucuses pretty much defines failure. But again, this is, you know, if they're going to continue with this ticket, if there's something's just not right. You know, it would seem to me that the Democrat Party elite, don't worry, folks, they're not going to take my advice on this. They're not going to suddenly turn everything around. But they would have been better off to simply either come up with a new ticket and at the very least come up with somebody new on the top of the ticket. But they're committed in now. There's nothing really they can do about Joe Biden. So they've got to ride this out. But at the same time, though, they never were able to solve the Kamala Harris problem. And that Kamala Harris problem is, what do you do with her? You've got to try to get her to go off and be president of some university somewhere or something like that, where she can, you know, continue the fight or, you know, continue to raise the issues that need to be done. And this is my vehicle now. You know, in other words, you come up with something like that, but you don't keep them both on the ticket the same way, because I do think people will be looking at that and saying, well, gee whiz, yes, there is a way. I mean, most people don't think that Joe Biden is stable enough to keep going. And I don't mean to say that. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited or anything. But Joe Biden does display these issues, shall we say. And it doesn't bode well. A lot of people have said, you know, is he going to be able to handle the campaigning? Will he make it through? And I don't mean something bad will happen. I mean that, you know, he will have to step down because of his health. And that seems to be one of the most natural progressions we've ever seen in American politics, that there would be absolutely nobody would say, no, it has to be Joe. If in fact he announced that because of certain physical ailments and so forth, that he was going to step down. But that's not going to happen anytime soon. Like I said, stick with it, you know, no matter what. And they'll see a little bit of bounce in the polls here and there from time to time, and that might make them happy. But they are going to bank again on going through the single-issue voting that is a single-issue voter, I should say, that is going to zoom in on something like abortion, something like that, something that's very polarizing, and then try to explain to you that the Republicans are always going to take things away from you, et cetera, et cetera. And so go to the polls on November 5th and let's protect our democracy from Donald Trump. Except you get the point. Well, somebody, I guess, who's really gotten the point, pardon me, somebody who's really gotten the point is in San Francisco. This coming to us from Fox Business. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced a proposal that would require grocery stores in the city to provide 6 months of notice before closing a store and to explore a replacement supermarket at the vacated location. Dean Preston, a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, introduced what he calls the Grocery Protection Act, which is based on a proposal the board approved in 1984 that was vetoed by the then San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein. Preston's proposal would require grocery store owners to provide 6 months written notice to the Board of Supervisors, as well as the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, to the OEWD, as it says. The store would also be required to post notices at all entries and exits as a means of informing customers and the general public. The rule wouldn't preclude closures due to a store being unprofitable. Oh, it wouldn't preclude it. Oh, well, that's nice. It's nice that they'll let you, you know, close your store if you had to because it wasn't making money. Maybe that's so kind of him. It was a good idea in 1984. It's an even better idea now, Preston said at a press release. Our communities need notice, an opportunity to be heard, and a transition plan when major neighborhood grocery stores plan to shut their doors, meaning the food security needs of our seniors and families cannot be left to unilateral backroom decisions by massive corporate entities. I guess that's, you know, I'm telling you. Well, here's an opportunity, by the way. So Dean Preston would have a much bigger opportunity here to create his own grocery company. He could probably go around and get lots of grants, or he could do, in other words, if you really think that it would just be easy to maintain something in an unprofitable situation, well, then go make that entity, make your own grocery store. I'm not saying this to be too flip. I'm saying that it would demonstrate why these things are happening. But why would some of these stores be unprofitable? Is it just because they don't have a lot of sales? Or is it because they're also being inundated by crime in certain areas, certain particular cities, or certain aspects of different cities? And so as a company is designed to try to make a profit for its ownership or for its shareholders, they have to be able to deal with what the market is throwing at them. And if you have government in a city, see, I would perchance to think that Dean Preston just needs to have a better understanding that if he was lobbying for, I don't know, law and order and having a decent society where this kind of stuff doesn't happen as a matter of course. It used to be a lightning bolts out of the blue that is so rare, but now it is just a matter of course, especially in places like San Francisco, where people are afraid to go to their job, afraid to go to their office, San Francisco is also like the window smash and grab capital of the world or something. I know it may not be technically, but it sure does seem like it. But this is what's happening when you start missing law and order, and you start missing having the building blocks and the bedrock of what you need to have a productive, safe, and orderly society. You don't need to, you know, penalize the companies, but they're going to let them close stores if they're not making a profit. Well, that is so thoughtful. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I do have you to thank for that, and I really do appreciate it, and it's not lost on me, and just always want to say thank you as we move through the week of broadcasting, because it's going to be a great week of broadcasting, I think. And one of the things that we're doing here in the Overnights Across America is we're trying to bring it all together, obviously, and there's a lot happening, a lot of serious stuff, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we have a little bit of humor. Well, hopefully we have a little bit of humor. And then also, of course, we have some great music to keep us going. Whatever it is that you're doing in the overnights across America, a lot of people out there working their job, they might be working a shift, or they might be up wanting to talk about news and politics, which is one of the reasons why we are the nexus for news and politics in the overnights across America. And once again, I really do appreciate everybody's participation, your kind words, and all that. It really is really, really cool, to say the least. Well, in a few moments, we'll talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and we're going to definitely be talking about what the IDF is up to and what all this means and what, you know, what's happening with the tea leaves here. And so we'll be talking with Denise here in a few moments. But, of course, we've reached the part of the program where we love to play another one of our songs, again, by request. And Ron in Denver, we appreciate him very much, sent in this request for Country Music Monday. And, again, if you're new to the program, what we do is we just, you know, we want to make sure that whatever you're doing, we're getting through the morning hours. And a lot of times it's great to incorporate some music. This is a great song, by the way. It always has been, and this is definitely going out to all the girls out there, because this is Martina McBride, and it's a song called "This One's for the Girls."
High school can be so rough, can be so mean. Hold on to your innocence. Stand your ground when everybody's giving in.
Really what catches my attention on this song. And it's definitely got a good sound. It's definitely got, I'm not going to say it's got a good beat. You can dance to it. I'm not going to say that. But it does. I'm sure it actually does. But from the old American Bandstand days. That's right. But I'll tell you this, it's just got a very, very good sound to it. And a great and very clever song as well. So thanks for the request. Very, very much so. Martina McBride. This one's for the girls. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And one of the things we'll be talking about, as I said, is what's happening with the IDF. And then also, of course, you know, what's happening with the fact that, as we mentioned earlier, I want to get her take on Chuck Schumer, you know, talking about Iran possibly attacking Israel, when in reality, you know, well, you know, make up your mind, Chuck Schumer. I mean, do you want to help Israel? You want to undercut it and make sure that that the enemies of Israel really do understand somehow that American policy is changing and not for the better? I think that's an incredibly, you know, very serious thing. And unfortunately, Chuck Schumer will go out there and say all kinds of stuff, and he just loves to go out and talk in front of the mics, but maybe he needs to think through some stuff, I think. All right, well, folks, once again, it's time now to bring in Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. She is rested up over the whole weekend, I'm sure, and ready and raring to go here on this Monday morning edition. Good morning, Denise.
I don't know about all rested up, but yeah.
Well, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, I was just telling the listeners I wanted to get your take, obviously, on what's happening with the information we have now about the IDF making some changes. Some are saying it's a pullback. Others are saying that, well, they're just kind of trying to regroup, presumably to do something in Rafah. But at the same time, are they not going to go into Rafah yet, or what do you think's happening?
Well, that's the good question. And even people in Israel are those that are, you know, higher up. They're asking pretty much the same questions. Some are calling it a rest and reset. Some are saying that, you know, what is this really going to look like? And do we have the supplies for people that are going to need them, perhaps? You know, is that tents? Is that food? Is that medicine? You know, what does this really look like? My sense is that there is, and this is just me thinking, that Netanyahu and his war cabinet may be saying, or have come to an agreement that we will pull out for a little while to give olive branch to Egypt, to say to Egypt, you better let some of these people across into, you know, your side, because we're coming in. So that may be how that's kind of how I see it, knowing that you have these talks that are going on all the time. Our CIA directors over there, you know, all kinds of people are, you know, putting pressures everywhere. But the Israelis are still on Netanyahu's side, for sure. But they're just all kind of scratching their heads on what is happening here. And you know, Netanyahu and crowd hold things kind of close to the vest. But this is not going to be an easy thing, because everybody is bunched up in and around Rafah.
Right. Well, that's right. I kind of feel that Israel is going to have to find a way. They can't just let the remnants of Hamas, you know, continue to.
Oh, they won't
exist.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, they won't.
Yeah. And at the same time, trying to placate to some degree the Biden administration and the ultimatums, you know, they've got to find a way around all this stuff. But Biden doesn't have to worry about the self-preservation of the United States. Netanyahu has to worry about the self-preservation of Israel at this point. I mean, comparatively so. And I think that's, you know, they're you know, advancing to the rear here on this thing so that they can come up with a different plan, I think. But stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Top of the hour news is next. Then we're coming right back and more with me, too. So stay right there.
Bird Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.